This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about, well, some of the things that Thomas Paine, author and founder, said in 1777. He said, "Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. And whether we defeat the enemy in one battle or by degrees, the consequence will be the same." Again, notice he was showing the world his faith by his works. We're going to get to that in just a couple moments. Before we do, friends, are you watching the circus of politics today? The administration playing off the left-right paradigm and the American people lose decade after decade after decade after decade. And administration after administration after administration after administration, because the people don't want to think for themselves. What are you talking about, Bradley? Well, a United States judge temporarily blocks Trump's order refusing asylum to illegal immigrants from Mexico. Did you hear what I just said? Again, keep in mind, the judge's position, his job, is to discover the written law and apply the written law. The headlines: U.S. judge temporarily blocks Trump's order refusing asylum to illegal migrants from Mexico. Now, before I get to the content of this over the next couple minutes, I want you to keep in mind that there's so many people out there that, they're just leaving everything up to the new administration to go ahead and take care of the problems. Well, that's not who you want taking care of the problems, America. It's time for you to stand up and do what they're unwilling to do. The illusion is that they are taking care of business. Well, when in fact, friends, the opposite is true. I seen some video just the other day of Donald Trump answering questions where he said, "We need them. They're coming." And it's interesting to note that he was talking about the illegal migrants that were on this caravan coming from Mexico. Now, it's also interesting to note, friends, that it is against the law in the United States of America to come in illegally. I've done a whole show on what happens if you go into Mexico illegally. Well, what happens when you come into America illegally, friends? Well, you go to jail. You're incarcerated, okay? And also keep in mind, it's interesting to note how all you Trumpites out there are saying, "Well, just give him a little more time. Give Donald a little more time to drain that swamp while he's stacking it. Give Donald a little more time to bring in that rule of law while he lets off the criminals so they can run for the presidential candidacy again the next cycle, Hillary Clinton. Just let Donald Trump take care of business." Yeah, what happened to that wall? It went from $4 billion to $25 billion, and it went from Mexico to paying for it now to us paying for it. Just last night, I get a text, and we're being told now that Donald Trump is pulling the troops away from the border. Of course. In a we're being told by all the Trumpites out there, all the smart people out there, that just let Donald take care of it. That's the problem, America. And it's not just Donald. It's the administration before him and the administration before him. The agenda's going forward regardless of who's in there. Do you not understand? They're taking orders from the masters, and they are the players in the circus of politics. When are you going to figure this out? Hey, I got a question for all you Trumpites. If you'd like to call in at any time and set me straight, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. When is it that, or should I say, why is it that Donald Trump needs more time? What does he need more time to do? I'm just curious. I need an answer, please. What is it that he needs another year in office to do? What is it that he's going to do this up-and-coming year, and then the year after that, and the year after that? What's going to happen is he's doing just the exact opposite, the way that I've continuously told you that he is, but you're just going to wait until the end of his tenure so you can make excuses as to why he didn't do it, so you can then hang on to the hope of the next liar that comes in that he promises he's going to take care of illegals within, only to advocate more coming in by alluring them in on your dime. Donald Trump raised the bar, friends, and the fundings to the $1.3 trillion bill that was signed, the omnibus bill that was sold to you as national security. You still haven't paid attention to that yet. I know that. I understand that. You're a glutton for punishment, America. You really are. How is it that Barack Hussein Obama, the very first day that he was serving his tenure, that illegal criminal himself, Barack Hussein Obama, how is it that he began to attack the very first day? How is it that he got busy right away, but you want to give Donald Trump more time? Wow. Wow, America. U.S. judge temporarily blocks Trump's order refusing asylum to illegal migrants from Mexico. Really, it's illegal now. Listen to this. A judge has temporarily blocked U.S. President Donald Trump's order to ban Central American asylum seekers from illegally crossing the border into the country from Mexico. U.S. District Judge John Tegar in San Francisco placed a restraining order on Trump's new immigration policy, which was declared last week. Listen to the wordplay here, friends. Just to prove the point, they're playing off each other as you continuously lose. The president may not rewrite the immigration laws to impose a condition that Congress has expressly forbidden, the judge wrote, adding that the rule barring asylum seekers from entering into the United States illegally outside of a port of entry, it's a conflict, friend. Friends, it's just irreconcilable. It's just, it can't happen, said the judge. Wait a second. So he legislates from the bench. He rewrites the law. He hides behind Congress and accuses the president of the same thing that he's guilty of. America, I got a question for you. Who loses at the end of the day? Are you going to stand down and believe that the president doesn't have authority to enforce the law concerning illegals coming into the United States of America because some San Francisco black-robed tyrant said so? Because if you do, friends, I'll tell you what, you deserve what you've got coming. Nothing could be further from the truth than what you're being told right now. Hey, where is that apprentice, man? Where's the guy that comes in and says, this is how it's going to be? Where is that president, friends, that acts out the definition and exhibits the very definition of commander-in-chief? When does that come into play? Because people across the boards are sick and tired of the promises that are going unfulfilled on a daily basis. And furthermore, not just being unfulfilled, but also doing the exact opposite of what he promised to do. But America, you'll figure that out probably 4 years down the line, or maybe 8 years if he lives that long, right? And then we'll just put our hope into the next liar. Boy, oh boy. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and his witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm just looking at this headline, friends. I'm sorry. You just can't fix stupid. You really can't. U.S. judge temporarily blocks Trump's order refusing asylum to illegal migrants from Mexico. And the American people, they just roll over. Oh, he knows better than we do. No, common sense does come into play. And by the way, they're not the final arbiter of anything, friends. You've been conditioned to believe that once the Supreme Court is put in place and those judges, as they call themselves, are put into place, all of a sudden they can do whatever they want and they're there for life. You are incorrect. Read Article 3, Section 1. You know, see, the problem, America, that you have is you don't want the answers. You want to be entertained. You want to see someone else that pays the price so you can enjoy the freedom that he or she sacrificed themselves to give so you can have that freedom. Judges don't have the right to play the activist. They don't have the right to recreate and tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own ungodly image. That's not their job. And where you have been led to believe that they are appointed for life, I have no idea. I have no idea. If you would like to find out for yourself, simply do your own homework. It won't take you but 15 minutes, friends, to read through it, the Constitution. Why don't you go ahead and peruse through it, friends, and see what it has to say so you can see what I'm telling you is true. But again, my people would have it so rings in the back of my mind. My people would have it so, well, they know better than we do. We'll just let them take care of it, and we'll go live our own selfish lives. Well, I want to tell you something, friends. That is the furthest thing from those that established what we have today over 242 years ago, we're thinking. Thomas Paine said, the author of Common Sense, which incited in many ways, friends, the revolution. He said in 1777, those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. Oh, that's exactly, that's the perfect word. And I got to tell you something too, friends. If you ever think for one moment our forefathers were stupid, you may as well just sit down, grab one of their original writings, I don't care which one it was, and grab your dictionary so you can understand everything they're saying. Because they were some smart folks, man. They have the longest standing constitution in modern history. Only God can establish that, but he had to use the right men to do so. But those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. And whether we defeat the enemy in one battle or by degrees, the consequence will be the same. Do you realize that when you go to the Declaration of Independence, do you know that they were throwing off the usurpations of corrupt judges, the very ones, friends, that you're tolerating today? They threw them off. They dealt with them lawfully. That's why they wrote provision through the U.S. Constitution, namely Article 2, Section 4, to remove them if they begin to act out of their scope of authority the way that they're acting today. But again, don't be led to believe that the president is being shut down by some judge over in San Francisco, friends. No. He's the commander-in-chief. He has been given the authority through the delegation of we the people to restrain men from sin and to enforce the law of standard and the standard of right and wrong and maintain order in this country according to the Torah, okay, the Mosaic Institution. Don't be deceived. Don't be fooled to believe that this isn't some little game going back and forth. You know, I can take you over again, friends, to even this Jim Acosta from CNN. And another judge picks up and says that you must reinstate Jim Acosta, CNN's propagandist, the useful idiot over there. You must reinstate his media pass into the White House. Really? What about all of the people in the United States that are being censored by Twitter and by Facebook and by Google and by Yahoo and big tech companies? What about them people that they are supposed to serve? Did you forget about that, America? It's a game that's being played, and they always got some sort of hot headline that they can serve up to you to distract you from, again, the circus of politics, to distract you from your duty before God and man. Think about what they're saying. It's always a word play by the players, friends, and the masters. You know, I can just hear those behind the CIA-controlled media saying, laughing among themselves, saying, they'll believe anything we say. Uh-oh, you know what? We need to get another headline over here. Let's create this. Let's get another headline over there. Call the president. Tell him this is what we're going to do. Tell the senator over here we're going to have him attack the president, and the president's going to respond because everybody's going to pay attention to the battle. That's how you fill the seats, friends. You continuously promote the fight. This is what the media's doing, America. But again, let me give you the answer, and let me show you in parallel what our forefathers didn't put up with. The black-robed regiments. I remember that when I first got into ministry, I was approached and asked to attend a youth group to get my testimony. And of course, I responded to the request in the affirmative by doing just that. I also remember after getting my testimony that week that I began to hear over and over again by this youth pastor as to what they were going to do in reaching the up-and-coming generation. Yet week after week, it was the same thing, just sensationalized preaching with little to no action. Read 1 John 3:18. Get your pen or your pencil and your piece of paper and write them down, friends. Well, it went from week to week. But then it drug out into months, month after month. And I got to say, friends, that I was preparing Colossians 2, 7 through 18 to be a part of the answer to the world's dilemma, John 4, 35. And that I'm not built to sit around in a church building and pacify myself by merely talking about what needed to be done or what, in fact, needs to be done. I mean, folks, how was I to sit around and merely talk about what Christ commanded us to do? They were not suggestions, friends. They were commandments. Luke 19:10. Folks, I would not have been at the church if there hadn't been someone to express his or her faith by exhibiting it, right? Someone gave me what they had. 2 Corinthians 5:20. How was I going to spend the rest of my life reading about the history of the men that proved the God of Israel and have been partakers of his response and not do the same as they did? Especially knowing that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. I mean, just think about this. It was Jesus himself who said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also." How do you excuse yourself out of that one? "He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also." Now, is Jesus, is the Father, I speak as a man, is the Holy Ghost in any sense? Are they going to proclaim or promulgate a message that they're not going to fulfill or bear witness to? Is God a man that he should lie? Of course not. Okay, well, let's get past that. Here it is. "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." John 14:12. And he also said that he would show unto us the things that the Father showed unto him by the Holy Ghost. And he'll show us things to come. And that he would quicken us to be about the work of his hands as he orders our steps and establishes our thoughts, making a plain path before us, making the crooked places made straight, breaking in pieces the bars of iron, friends, before us. Even loosening the loins of corruption from before us to give us the necks of our enemies that they rise not again. Read Psalm 18 when you get a moment. And just think about this. If God is not a respecter of persons, then guess what, friends? We have the same access to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as our forefathers did. Read Acts 10:34. I mean, folks, I'm not going to sit in a circle and pretend at Matthew 23:3. I will not preach without his witness, Acts 5:32. Matter of fact, I will not have any part of playing church without the practice of what I preach. For this is the widespread problem that we are having in this country today, friends. Furthermore, my spirit, my heart, hungers for it, read Matthew 5:6, and strives for connection with the God of David, read Romans 8:14-16. Through Jesus Christ, to see him do for my generation that which he did for David's. Think about that. Lord, do for my generation what you did for David's generation. Because the Bible says that you're faithful unto all generations. Folks, this message that I'm giving you right now completely pulls the rug from any excuse we may have as to why we do not prove the God of Israel. Because we have been given the Savior of mankind to save us from our sin and has given us access to the same throne that our forefathers have, where the same God sits to hear and answer in response. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. President Trump says the U.S. and Saudi Arabia will remain close allies despite the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo talking about our alliance with Saudi Arabia at the State Department.
It's a mean, nasty world out there. The Middle East in particular, there are important American interests to keep the American people safe. It is the President's obligation, indeed the State Department's duty as well, to ensure that we adopt policies that further the America's national security.
President Trump is pardoning two Thanksgiving turkeys. The President gave both peas and carrots a presidential pardon. The President did have a message, though, for both peas and carrots.
Even though peas and carrots have received a presidential pardon, I have warned them that House Democrats are likely to issue them both subpoenas.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday. Don't miss it. Select styles valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Go over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. By the way, their paper value's down 39%. Woohoo! Right. I mean, you're only going to oppress the people for so long. America, stand up. The only reason they do it is because you're bent over. Stand up. As Benjamin Franklin rightly said, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. Friends, don't take it. You don't have to. They're breaking the law. They're subversive to American government. With that said, you can also jump over onto our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. We also have over on Sons of Liberty Media YouTube several hundred videos. We have another one going up this week. We just put up a brand new one last week. And again, we are highlighting the answers rather than magnifying the problem. We're magnifying the law against the crime to establish peace and righteousness within the gate. Again, read Isaiah 51, verse 4. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I want to give a shout-out to our friends over at Before It's News, Michael Roach. Thank you for your trust, my friend. And again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic, friends. I don't like having to turn away callers because they're onto something different than what we're talking about. Again, stick to the topic. We're talking about the Black Robe Regiment today in parallel to what we're seeing today. And I'll get into more of this in just a couple seconds here, friends. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's true, okay? We follow the Christ. Again, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. I'm highlighting right now, friends, when I first got into ministry, I was asked to give a testimony. I gave my testimony, and then as I sat up there the week after I gave my testimony, I began to hear the youth pastor talk week after week, month after month, concerning what needed to be done rather than to get out there and do the doing. I mean, it's craziness. It really is. I want to interject something here too, friends. When I first got saved, you need to understand, I didn't ask someone to pray for me. You need to understand that I was on the road in the United States on tour in a rock and roll band asking to know the God of David, praying all by myself because I said, Lord, what I see of Christianity today, I don't believe it's you. And when I got into the Word of God, boy, oh boy, was I right. Boy, oh boy, was I right. When I first got saved, friends, the Lord broke me down to nothing so He could show me who He was rather than who I was, friends. Because it's not about me and my will. It's about Him and His will. And if you look at the life of David, that's exactly what it's about. Again, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. Once I was going through the process of breaking, which was about a year and a half process, and it was working up to that year and a half, which was real hard, by the way. But it was interesting to note, friends, that when I first began to go into the church, I began to read guys like John Alexander Dowie and Charles Spurgeon and Jonathan Edwards. And I wanted to know the God of Israel. And I read about none other than John Wesley, Smith Wigglesworth, John G. Lake, going over to some Finney, going over to William and Catherine Booth, because I seen the fruit of their ministry, which is on a nationwide basis. He was responsible for saying that if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. How contrary to what you see in the Salvation Army today, friends. I wanted the real. I wanted the tangibility of the Spirit, and I had to be a part of, and I still have to, be a part of my message in the doing, where the Christ manifests himself. The Bible says, as he is, so are we in this world. And keep in mind, he came into the world to manifest himself to destroy the works of the devil, not to patty cake with it, to establish his kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Okay? And that's the bottom line. That's an exclamation point. And I also studied guys like John Knox, and when I would read the guys like John Knox, I would sit there and read, and I'm thinking, my gosh, there's something that happened at the turn of the century. Men of old, and I'm talking about 125 years ago, friends, men of old, when they talked about God, I'm telling you what, the Holy Ghost bore witness to the truth of the Word on their behalf because they were holy men, period. And I noticed that anybody dared touch the men of God, the prophets of old, friends, that it wasn't a good idea. When the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, there was a purpose that he said that. And I noticed, like in the John Knox era, friends, that if you were even to go that direction, it wasn't good for you that you did that, nor for his enemies in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, Mary, Queen of Scots, said that she feared John Knox's prayers more than all the armies of Europe. How many can say that? And I want to say this too, and I'm getting to this in just a couple minutes. How is it that we as a people in this country that call ourselves Christians, how is it that we can settle for someone else's testimony and not have our own? Because the Word of God teaches us just the exact opposite. Again, I was just highlighting Jesus saying to his apostles, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works though than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And knowing that he's not a respecter of persons, friends, And we have access to the God of Israel the same way the patriarchs did, friends. And just keep in mind, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm putting that, friends, in contrast to, you know, people sitting around in a circle pretending to have a care concerning the lost. And then I share with you, friends, that I'm not going to preach without witness, Acts 5:32. And I'm not going to have any part of playing church without the practice of what I preach, because I knew what it was like to be out there. I knew what it was like when, for years of my life, friends, nobody ever took the time to bear witness for Christ to me. And the only time that I did was towards the end of my life, friends, where a man came into my life and he crossed my path at the Minnesota State Fair. And that man kept praying for me and praying for me and praying for me in answer to my request to know the God of David. Little did he know, but the Lord moved him by the Holy Ghost to pray me into the kingdom for his purposes. Okay? That's how this is all coming down. I just shared with you, friends, that my heart hungers and it thirsts for righteousness. And the Bible tells me in Matthew 5:6 that I will be filled. He didn't say you might. My heart and my spirit strive for the connection with the God of David. Romans 8:14-16, where we cry out, Abba, Father, through Jesus Christ to see him do for my generation that which he did for David. Listen to this. This is David's prayer. Psalm 71:18-19. O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God? Who is like unto thee? Psalm 71:18-19. Hey, friends, if you want to know the God of David, then do what David did. Hey, friends, if you want to know the God of Yeshua or Moses, then do what Joshua did and what Moses did. You want to know the God of Gideon, then respond to the call that's in your particular life, regardless if it's an apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, or a pastor, and he will show himself strong on your behalf because he promised to do so, Jeremiah 33:3. Folks, it's not enough to stand back and talk about what needs to be done anymore. It doesn't do anybody any good to sit there and proclaim the bad news on a daily basis, only to add further to the fear that which you have already, to the oppression that which you already have. Friends, there's no sense in cursing the darkness, friends. It's time to light the candle and follow the light of men and be the answer to this world, because the world's dying to see the Christ in action. 1 Thessalonians 1:5. For our gospel came not only to you in word, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men were among you for your sake. Why? Because the Bible says you're not supposed to find your faith in the wisdom of men's words. You're to find your faith in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. And who's that supposed to be given to you by? Well, by the ambassadors of Christ. The Bible tells us that we're written epistles for all men to read. Is the world reading Christ in your life, friends? Are you an ambassador for Christ? You can't convince people of that. They have to be touched by the power of the Holy Ghost to know that. And that, again, is where they're supposed to find their faith. Bringing it closer to the present time from that of the biblical patriarchs is our founding forefathers, who sacrificed themselves in order that their posterity, that's me and you, might have freedom, 2 Corinthians 3:17. And namely, in which I'm addressing now, is the black-robed regiment. These were the bad boys, the forerunners. These were the apostolic and prophetic preachers of the day, 1 Corinthians 12:28. I shared with you yesterday that I recently watched an A-plus documentary, a movie on the history of the Black Robe Regiment. It was an A-plus documentary, an A-plus movie. And after I watched it, I sat there and I looked at my wife. And I said to her, why is it that I don't see these living epistles walking amongst us today? And I could probably name three of them. And I'm talking about in general. Why am I not seeing a massive amount of those that profess Christianity walking in the power of the Holy Ghost? Why am I not seeing these preachers out there preaching against sin to slay sin? The Bible, the way that the Bible tells us that we're to do it. The way that Nathan pointed his finger at David and said, "You are the man." That's the Torah. It means to point the finger at the responsible party. Not to circumvent and talk around the issues. No! To address each listener by pointing your finger to them, because they are individually going to stand before God on Judgment Day. Hebrews 9:27.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, talking about the black-robed regiment. In parallel to what you're putting up with today, our forefathers didn't put up with it. Just think about that. I was just highlighting the fact that I just watched an A-plus documentary movie on the history of the black-robed regiment. It was great, beautiful, perfect. See, but the difference is, friends, is they didn't just preach out against the sins of the tyrants. They fought against him and his armies by resisting and throwing off his ungodly rule. You know, keep in mind, it was President Thomas Jefferson that said, "Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God." Can you hear that? See, he was ears. Let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Resistance to tyrants, to liars, to criminals. Friends, wow, I'm thinking about just headline news. This is going through me right now. Did you see this Cortez woman that was just voted in New York? Did you see what she was, she doesn't even know the executive and the judicial. Friends, She doesn't know. Here, just let me have this for a second. I'm going to go back over to this because it's a headline, and it applies to everything we're talking about right now. Dumber than a box of hammers, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't even know the three branches of government. Okay, there was another headline, friends. And it's not funny, but it's what you put up with, America. She was just voted in as a representative. Do you understand this? She was just voted in as a representative of the United States of America. She's a total socialist. And again, the headline is, dumber than a box of hammers. She doesn't even know the three branches of government. Tim Brown said, I seriously wonder if there should not be a basic civics course that those wishing to serve the people must pass, including a basic understanding of the Constitution and the three branches of government. And Sam, let me look at you right now. What are the three branches? My 14-year-old son, what's that? Consecutive, what'd you say? Legislative, I'm sorry. Judicial, executive. Thank you. So my 14-year-old son can tell me, but a representative can't. And by the way, does this not prove what I continuously tell you, friends, when we do have these people on the radio, that they can't answer anything constitutionally because it's outside of their talking points. It's outside of their created political language. And yet, America, this is what you put up with. This Cortez said she somehow thinks that the three branches of government are the presidency, the Senate, and the House. Seriously, what? This is what you're giving yourself over to. And then Americans stand back and act like, well, she knows better than we do, and she doesn't even know what she's talking about. She said, if we work our butts off to make sure that we take back all three chambers of Congress. She goes, oh, rather all three chambers of government by the presidency, the Senate, and the House. Friends, this is why you're in trouble, because you don't want to take responsibility. Let's call it for what it is. We're preaching at you during this message. Of course. And I'm highlighting, friends, and again, in contrast to what you put up with today, our forefathers didn't in any sense of the word. They threw them off. We're not called to overthrow the Constitution, said President Abraham Lincoln. We're called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. When does that sink in, America? Now, going back to the Black Robe Regiment, Roger Sherman, architect and signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer, friends, and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedoms they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Hey, friends, how does this line up with what you're seeing in America today? I mean, today we have nothing but a bunch of effeminate and godless hirelings who are afraid. They'll have their part in the lake of fire, by the way, Revelations 21, verse 8. They're afraid of their own shadows. Sitting in another board meeting like a bunch of clowns trying to figure out how they can entertain and introduce the sheep goats to the wolves. That's what they're doing. Matthew 25, 31 through 46, 1 John 2, 5 through 7, 15 through 17. Remember what Charles Spurgeon said? He said, a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. You know, furthermore, I want to say this. Speaking of these clowns that are figuring ways out to entertain their flock so they can keep them, so they can pay off their building loans, it's a good thing that Moses never took a poll, it's a good thing Moses didn't have a board meeting before he obeyed God to bring the children of Israel into the promised land, huh? Can you imagine a board meeting like that today? Folks, they're in gridlock. They're stuck because they're afraid. They're afraid of men. They fear the face of man. Therefore, they don't fear the face of God. Listen to John 10:12. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. John 10:12. I mean, think of this, friends. A bunch of professors who claim to have the answers, and yet they are unwilling to bring them to the lost world that they may be free. I'm made free? Whoa, whoa! Again, Spurgeon rightly said, have you no wish for others to be saved? He said, then you're not saved yourself. Be sure of that. I mean, after all, friends, you can't give what you don't have, right? That's it. There it is right there. Hey, folks, fire is contagious. You don't have to advertise it. You ever see a fire in your community? People drive over because they want to see what's burning down. The Bible says we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Now, I want you to look to the Black Robe Regiment. These are your forefathers that have gone before us in the faith, Hebrews 11, and learn from their example in trusting the Lord with all sincerity to those that are receiving it sincerely. Read Proverbs 3:5. Listen to what B.F. Morris, a historian, said in 1864 about those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. No class of men contributed more to carry forward the revolution and to achieve our independence than did the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Frank Moore, historian, 1862, the preachers of the revolution did not hesitate to attack the great political and social evils of their day. No, that's just their posterity. John Wingate Thornton, historian, 1860, said, to the pulpit we owe the moral force which was our independence. They prepared for the struggle. They went into battle, not as soldiers of fortune, but the word of God in their hearts and trusting Him. England sent her armies to compel submission, and the colonists, friends, the colonists, appealed to heaven. Just think about that. Where were they deriving their power, friends? No wonder why Scripture tells us in Matthew 11:12 that the violent take it by force. We have to have the Lord on the scene. The righteous rebellion began in the churches before spilling out into the streets of Boston and the rural regions of the colonies. In 1776, mixing politics and religion was as common as drinking smuggled tea. Listen to James Adams, author and journalist. He said, the colonial clergy created the religious climate that made it possible for the American Revolution to take place. How contrary today. The Christian minister of war had done their jobs well, infusing their congregants with the feeling that they were first and foremost Christian soldiers. The poorly armed, ragtag American recruits set forth to do battle, and in the process, they would turn the world upside down. This is your forefathers. But I want to give you, in contrast to what we're dealing with today, friends, and here's the answer as to why we're in trouble today. D.H. Lawrence said this, men fight for liberty and win it with hard knocks. Our forefathers did. Their children, brought up easy, let it slip away again. Poor fools, and their grandchildren are once more slaves. This is what it's going back to. This is the cycle of men. Men fight for liberty and win it with hard knocks. Their children brought up easy, let it slip away again. Poor fools, and their grandchildren are once more slaves. They are once more slaves, friends. We need to understand the times as the sons of Issachar knew and go to the promises of the Lord and ask Him for the gift of prophecy and that He would give us distinction in the battle as well as knowing the times to act. Love you by what we do. See ya.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.